The program was designed as a NERC research program, which right from the outset was to try and address an issue, and the question being, well, why should NERC develop this as a particular initiative? And it was clear that it was very timely from the point of view of having various European programs, of having other interests in it as a feature of climate change that really we were perhaps sort of almost unaware of 10 years ago, that we didn't appreciate its significance. But then the realization that climate change is not just temperature and rainfall, and climate change is environment change, and the increase of the carbon dioxide increases the dissolved carbon dioxide in the ocean, decreases the pH, and that is something that organisms are sensitive to. And so it was the opportunity of the NERC theme action plans and the structure that was developing, and it's now 4 years since the start of the planning of the program, and it took a year or two to get going. But the realization that it was something that NERC could do with DEFRA, with DEC, the Department of Energy and Climate Change, because that there was the interest of knowing what is the significance of this, how important is this problem. So it was by having that the opportunity for a combined program, coordinated program, of identifying key features in advance and then assembling the teams and developing the consortia that could address those particular issues that presented the opportunity that we're now working on. The program has really got off to a great start, and that we're at the data gathering stage at the moment, as has been pointed out in various of the presentations and discussions that we've had over the last 24 hours. I'm finding out a lot more about what people are doing from their activities, and I think the best is yet to come, and that's really when we put things together. At the moment, we've got little bits and pieces, and it's sort of pieces of a jigsaw situation. Some of us are walking around the edges, some of us in the middle, and that's how it's the picture is emerging. But the programme does cover a very wide range of topics, from the genetics and the biogeochemistry to global earth sciences. So it's really almost all of environmental sciences, or all of marine environmental sciences is in there somewhere. And the answer that we want to get out of it, and has been emphasised, and why we're being funded, is to some sort of overall assessment of the significance of ocean acidification, whether it's really going to matter or not. Now that's something that we don't really have a good handle on yet, and it's proved to be more complicated than what we thought when we started off. That there are some species and organisms that are clearly sensitive and will be negatively impacted. Some it does depend on which particular variety or strain or species that we're looking at, and others perhaps it doesn't matter at all. But one of the issues that we're coming up against is that it isn't just ocean acidification, carbon chemistry that's changing, it's also going to be temperature and other conditions as well. And some of the experiments are looking at those factors together, some are separate. But in order to sort of do the interpretation, science likes to simplify things and look at one at a time. But in the real world, these factors are acting together. It's a UK-funded programme with UK interests, but it's not just in UK waters. That we've done some field work around the UK last year, and this year the cruise is going to the Arctic waters, European seas. That the areas that are going to be most affected by ocean acidification are likely to be the colder waters first. That's not to say that there won't be warm water problems coming along as well, but first of all we're focusing on the areas where the changes might be most important and most rapid, and those are the colder waters of the world. The UK programme was developed at much the same time as a European programme, so a lot of people were involved in both, which was excellent, and therefore we had the insights of what was going on in France and Germany and the rest of Europe, and within Spain for Mediterranean Sea Programme, and we were able to develop ideas and having the plan of issues that were complementary, that if there was a major initiative by the German programme and the European programme of having large-scale musicosms, now we didn't try and replicate that and say we were going to do that too, we said we will join in with your experiments on those. Now for our research cruises, we're inviting other participants to come on to ours, so that we have the complementarity, we have the exchange of ideas at an early stage. We don't have to wait until we see things published in the literature, we have the discussions with the groups early on. Now, that the US program is at an earlier stage, that is still at the level of individual projects, so we have to make the individual contacts in that they're planning their national program, but they don't have a coordinated activity in ocean acidification in the same way that the UK and on a European basis that we've managed to achieve.